what you do in working with companies at this point is take a guy who might be a one-guy operation and then would go to a two-guy, you know, and he gets a second truck, whatever it is, and then you really teach him how to build a business and work with the finances and the marketing and make him a full-service business.
Correct, because I love blue-collar work. I have a lot of pride in it. But at some point, at the end of the day, you know, you get older. You can have health issues. And if you run a blue-collar business just by yourself for a long period of time, I kind of attribute to kind of like being like on a unicycle. It can be dangerous. It, you know, you can pedal it. You can be awesome at it. But if something happens, you're exposed to the weather. Your wheel goes out. Your back goes out. You can't pedal it. Now you're down, and that's where the blue-collar work can be dangerous because now you don't have any money coming in. But the advantage of it that I show people is how to build a business more like a semi-truck where you've got, you've got 18 tires. You've got logistics of people loading and unloading. You've got another person can jump in and drive that truck if you need to. And So, it may not be as sexy as some kind of a high-tech job or, a computer startup or, a tech startup company, but, man, it's real. It's real dollars. You can make a whole lot of money running a blue-collar business, learning how to do the trade first and then learning how to do the business side of it second. It can be very rewarding.
Well, you know, you said it may not be as sexy. That's a part of getting our minds right about how we look at this kind of work. To me, and that's establishing values as a parent in children, to me, sexy is doing something you can be proud of, serving people well, making a contribution, having money in the bank, having your bills paid, not saddling yourself with so much debt that you'll never get out of it as a result of your education. That's a shame that we haven't made that sexier than the fact that you got a cool title on a business card.
I couldn't agree more. We talked about having all those titles, having all those, little letters after your name. And most of the time people don't even know what it means. And, we do get tied up in that. You know, I'm a chimney sweep, and for many years I was almost embarrassed to tell people I'm a chimney sweep because, they went to school and they were studying marketing or businesses and other things. And here I am. I feel like I was falling behind in many ways because I was in the blue collar field and I wasn't necessarily proud of it. But then as I started to really understand it, become an expert, grow a real business, now it's quite the opposite. You know, there's more value in employing people and doing the work. And I think you're right on the priorities. I had to get my own mind right because I had been told that I needed to go down a certain path. And when I didn't, I kind of felt like a failure myself till I became successful in this part of the industry. And I really try to train other people to think that way. Mike Rowe is doing a great job. He was on Dirty Jobs, and now he's got another show called Somebody's Got to Do It. And he's got that torch in his hand and showing how this type of work is. It's great. It not everybody's made to stand, sit at a desk under fluorescent lights all day. And if you like being outside and you like doing things with your hands, there's a lot of job satisfaction and life satisfaction by doing that.
Well, what I like best about your story is that you talked about you didn't need a lot of startup money. You didn't have a lot of startup money.
That's right.
You kind of had a bucket and a brush, right?
Yeah. When we talk about what it takes to start up a business, I mean, you're right. I did some research finding out that I could start a chimney business for not that very much money. And I knew something about sweeping chimneys and the necessity because our house caught on fire from that. But from a chimney fire one Christmas. But yeah, I had basically a bucket, a brush, a flashlight, and a ladder, and a vacuum. And, I'm knocking on doors and seeing who wanted a free chimney inspection because I didn't know anything about marketing. I didn't have any money, but I did have a lot of will to make this thing happen. And, when I ordered my equipment, it was all sitting in my living room when it all arrived, and I'm like, you know, now what? You know, what do I do? So, you know, I went out knocking on doors, and I really didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, you can do that with almost any business. You could be a pet sitter. You could be, you know, a painter, a lawn, you know, a guy that mows lawns. There's a lot of businesses you can start with very little money, but a whole lot of willpower and a whole lot of heart to make something happen. And I mean, this is America. It's still the best country to launch a business in. And it really pays to just, you know, to get out there and make it happen, you know, and that's what I did.